4, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is the last day for Colorado's Redistricting Commission to submit its proposed map of the state's congressional districts. If the members can't compromise, they'll need to turn in a map drawn by nonpartisan staff with limited input from the commission. CPR's Benta Berkland says the group wants to avoid that.
They need a supermajority of the commission to agree. So that's 8 out of 12 commissioners, including the 2 unaffiliated members. So it's hard to get everyone on board with every detail. In recent days, commissioners have been working on tweaks to the staff map, trying to decide how to make changes to get as close as possible to an ideal map enough of them can back.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Denver International Airport says it's getting out of the oil and gas business. CPR's Sam Brash reports the airport plans to plug wells on its property to meet sustainability goals.
Oil and gas wells predate runways at DIA. Most existed before Denver built the airport in the 1990s, and they helped provide some additional revenue until 2018. That's when environmental and budget concerns prompted the airport to stop pumping fossil fuels. A spokesperson now says it hopes to plug about 64 remaining wells within the next 3 years. The commitment is one piece of larger sustainability plans, which also include new solar farms and electric car chargers for travelers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Workers in Glenwood Springs are trying to figure out what used to stand at the place where they recently discovered 2 old concrete walls. The Vail Daily reports the discovery in the town of Cardiff could be part of an old jail or general store. The walls were discovered because the city wants to build a highway exit ramp nearby. About 200 homes north of Silverthorne were evacuated last night because of a small wildfire. Fire officials say around 30 acres burned Monday night, but aerial crews were able to prevent the fire from reaching developed areas. They say cooler weather today should keep the fire from getting much bigger. It is cooler across the state today and into the rest of the week. Metro highs near 80 this afternoon, only in the 60s tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.